This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story about electric scooters with a serious theme. The scooters have taken U.S. cities by storm over the last year with companies such as Lime and Bird, now valued at about $2 billion each. Cities are scrambling to write the rules for these things amid many trips to the emergency room by riders. Now, it's also true that there's danger in biking or just walking, but we have Marketplace's Jack Stewart now on the unintended consequences of scooting.
The other evening, here in LA, I was headed to a restaurant about a mile and a half away, and I really didn't want to drive. So I hopped on one of the now ubiquitous electric scooters that you rent by the mile.
So it's really as simple as tracking one of these things down via the app, scanning a code on the handlebars, and I should be ready to go.
I often use them for short journeys these days. They can be a lot of fun. They have peppy acceleration, which whooshes them forwards quietly, although the small wheels do tend to thud a bit into the bumps.
You get up a fair speed. I'm on a fairly empty road, so I feel quite safe here. But I can understand how you could take a fall, too.
Vishal Bansal is chief of trauma surgery at Scripps Mercy Hospital in San Diego. And the list of scooter injuries he's treated is enough to make me rethink my transit choices.
Wrist fractures, arm fractures, leg fractures, pelvic fractures, spine fractures, severe traumatic brain injury, bleeding in the brain.
Yeah, and that's just one ER. Ryan Felton at Consumer Reports called 110 hospitals across the country to get the bigger picture.
The motivating factor for me in doing this reporting was that there is no national data on this at this point.
He was able to count at least 1,500 ER visits since the scooter onslaught began in late 2017. In a statement, Bird says those injuries are only a fraction of 1% of total rides. Lime says it's working on educating riders on safety. As state and city authorities are scrambling now to regulate scooters, they're also demanding data from operators, which could eventually help with accident prevention. Offer Grembeck at UC Berkeley says roads are built for cars, sidewalks for people, bike lanes for, well, bikes.
There's a misalignment between an emerging mode that appeared over the course of a year and a half and the street design, which has been there for decades.
If cities want these disruptive new arrivals to be a safe option, they might have to get inventive. Of course, none of this is simple. The injuries trauma surgeon Dr. Bansal sees are often when people add extra risk factors.
Intoxication, driving at night, and driving without a helmet, and driving against the rules.
So the message is really, these things can be fun, they can even be efficient, but the onus on being safe is on us. For Marketplace, on an e-scooter, I'm Jack Stewart.